Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. God has a plan for our families, our communities, cities, states, and the nation. He reveals these plans through visions and dreams. However, it takes great faith and the grace of God to bring those dreams to pass. In the midst of a dysfunctional family, enslavement, and even false accusations. This week, we discuss what it takes to walk out God's dream for your life.
God will take a dysfunctional person, put them in a place of being favored in front of a family that dislikes them and plots against them, and then something brutal happens to that person. They end up somewhere else, totally foreign, only to find out that God is with them. And especially if we do not take offense. You cannot take offense. You really have to remember the covenant you have with God and know what the promises and keep moving through. And that's the hardest part for a lot of people, moving forward when they know that they've been done wrong.
Here is this week's message.
Somebody had to open up the door for the rest of the family. Somebody had to step first. Someone had to step. And the same thing is going here with Joseph. Someone had to step out of the dysfunction of the family, out of tradition of the family, to hear something different. But in this case, the brothers tried to kill him, or they wanted to kill him. But as one brother said, oh, don't shed his blood. Just cast him into a pit. Cast him in a pit, he'll find his way out and go home. Judah is where Jesus' tribe comes from. He said, how are we going to profit on this? We don't get any money if we just throw them in the pit. We sell them. They sold the boy to some traveling salespeople from Ishmaelites, and he was sent to Egypt. But what they thought was evil, God was setting it up, because Joseph never changed his attitude by Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh. Ends up in Potiphar's house, and the Lord was with Joseph. He was a slave, yet God was with him. Do not be so high-minded that you can't appreciate the places where God puts you, even the low places. Because here was a man who left his father's house, had a coat of many colors, had the mantle on his life, and yet he ends up as a slave in a foreign land. But it says that the Lord was with them, and he was a prosperous man, even as a slave in Egyptian's house. And Egyptians didn't like Hebrew. They didn't like him. So here he was being prosperous in this condition. And it says here that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And so he found favor. Joseph found grace in the eyes of Potiphar, and he made him overseer of his whole house. Over all that he had, he put it in Joseph's hand. Now, this is his top slave. And then Potiphar's wife decides, oh, she wants this boy. Now what did he do? He runs. She takes his coat, accuses of him of all kinds of manner of things, and Potiphar puts him in jail. But again, let's move forward. The man is put in jail. Innocent, put in jail. So many of you are complaining about what they did, how unfair it was. Talk to God. Because sometimes you're intentionally put in places of being unfair so that God can do something in your life, but also to reach the people. Sometimes God cannot take an enemy down unless he takes a pot shot, unless he takes a shot at somebody who's innocent. That's why Jesus was so effective on that cross. He was innocent. So he was able to take our sins. He was able to take the false accusation and take the cross because he was innocent. And because he could, then the enemy was rendered powerless because it was based on a lie. And he was able to take the power of Satan because he was innocent. And we have to look at it at the same time. When we're innocent and being accused of something, especially something that has happened when we're in the service of God and we did nothing wrong, we can stand on our covenant and God will make it right. Everything will work for our good. But you have to understand truly that this is a tactic the Lord will use. I remember he told me years ago, I was in a situation where I was doing everything God told me to do. I was in the place I was in. And then I was being falsely accused and I got fired from a job. And the Lord said, hold on, this is my battering ram. I'm like, excuse me? He says, walk it through. You're going to file a suit, but I'm going to use this thing as a battering ram to take some people down. I didn't know that. All I know was I was escorted out under police escort, treated like a criminal, and I did nothing. In fact, I was being abused, but no, I did nothing, but the Lord told me to walk away from it. When I did, later found out that the people who accused me were wanted by the federal government. I had no clue. And the Lord said, the minute that you filed that suit, which you told me to file in federal court, the enemy was caught by our government. People that they had not been able to find in decades. The wrong that was done to power opened the door for the criminal to be caught. So sometimes the Lord has to use us as a target for the enemy when we're innocent so that he can take something down that's bigger. And that's what was going on here. So as ended up happening was a bigger plan God had for Joseph's life. He gets in prison. He, again, finds favor in prison. It says here, that, again, he put everything, the captain of the prison put everything under Joseph. So now he's in charge of the prisoners. Can you see it? He was prosperous no matter where he was because the Lord was with him. And then time came when the butler and the baker were put in prison and they worked for Pharaoh. All of a sudden, they had a dream at the same time. Again, God uses a man's dream who can battle because of his dream is now in a position to interpret other people's dreams. And their dreams came to pass. One was good, one was bad. But he asked the butler to remember him. The butler forgot him. However, Pharaoh had a dream. Now, mind you, God is moving in each part. He moved on Joseph, knowing that Joseph's brothers were going to take him down and try to hurt him, knowing that he was going to go to Egypt. But God had to have Joseph in Egypt to be able to be in front of Potiphar to show who he was. Even though it was falsely accused, he had to be in that prison again because that was the door that was going to open to him to the palace. Nobody would choose this route. No one would choose this route. But it's the Joseph principle that are working here. God will take a dysfunctional person, put him in a place of being favored in front of a family that dislikes them and plots against them. And then something brutal happens to that person. They end up somewhere else, totally foreign, only to find out that God is with them. And especially if we do not take offense, you cannot take offense. You really have to remember the covenant you have with God and know what the promises and keep moving through. And that's the hardest part for a lot of people, moving forward when they know that they've been done wrong. But that's what Joseph had to do. And it's amazing because his dream that God gave him transformed everything. Because once he takes Pharaoh's dream, not only does he give the dream, but God gives him the solution for the dream. I'm going to stop here. Many of God's people have gotten dreams, okay? You might have seen disaster. I have heard too many people say this, and I thank you, Lord, for reminding me. They saw what was going to happen. Not necessarily. No. This was a person who did not pray to find out what does this dream mean. You allowed things to happen. I remember the friends of mine, I remember they had a dream. They told me they had a dream that this couple they knew, that I can't remember, the wife or the husband, was sick with cancer and they were dying with cancer. Well, I knew my spirit immediately. They need to pray. Did they pray? No. They just said, well, it's going to happen. They just received it. Is the person going to die? The person died. And my spirit was grieved because they didn't understand they were supposed to pray. I've heard other people say that, well, this is the Lord showed this and this is going to happen. Did you ask him? Because God can show you something and the objective is to pray. Just like when he showed what he showed to Pharaoh. Joseph said there was going to be famine coming, but he said, here's the solution. Okay, so no matter what God shows, if it's negative, find out what's going on. If you see somebody sick or see somebody dying, just don't accept it as it's going to happen. God is trying to speak to us. Dreams are his communication. So you ask him, Lord, what does this mean? What should I pray for? And then get into prayer. Now, I may have told this story before. I had a person a minister that I work with. He called me one day and said, the Lord is showing me such and such his father's dying. And I want you to stand in agreement for his healing. And immediately the Holy Spirit said, no. I said, no. And he said, well, God wants everybody healed. I said, not in this case. And he got really indignant. I said, no. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, and I paused, this person is a witch doing witchcraft. This sickness is not because the person is physically ill. This is the judgment of God. Our only prayer God will hear is for the person to repent. Otherwise, this person's dead. And the person was shocked, like, well, this is judgment of God. So even though this person was praying for healing, the person wasn't getting healed. It wasn't meant to be healed. It's meant to be a total turnaround and stop doing the witchcraft. That's the difference. So there are a lot of people that don't understand when God shows you something, you need to ask him what it is. You need to ask him what it was. And at the end, the craziest part about that, when I'm talking to this minister, I said, wait a minute, the Lord just showed me he's trying to kill me too. So you want him to be healed so that he can kill you? He goes, oh, well, we have our just, no, you don't understand. He's put a spell to take your life. So all he needs to do, he needs to repent, and he needs to repent now. So you have to ask God. You have to ask God, because too many people have taken something at face value. And you don't do that with God. You ask questions all the time and make sure you understand what he wants. And so that is what we need to do with our dreams. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot because this story is deep. But just to let you know, if God gives you a dream, hold on to it. You're going to have to battle from different levels of your family to fulfill that dream. And you're going to have to fight maybe even with the spirits within your community. You're going to have to break through all the layers of warfare and witchcraft and whatever that kept you bound. Because you're coming from a low place, God's shooting it to a high place. So you're going to have to buckle up, stay in prayer, and realize there's some principles you have to deal with here. And the principles are, be faithful to God no matter what. Be faithful to God and realize he will prosper you no matter where you are. You may be in a low place, but be faithful to God, and he will bring you out with more favor, and he'll always be for you there. And know that this is how he relates to other people. And think about all the people that Joseph got to communicate with at different levels, from the prisoners to the Potiphar's to the butcher and the baker, the servants of the king at the time, of Pharaoh. So he had learned how to maneuver different aspects of a nation, and actually was political, because he was in an officer's house, was in a royal prison to the palace. So he had the understanding of how things operate, and he saw different situations. So just know you can learn something wherever you are. Just be faithful to God. Know that the truth will prevail, and what the enemy's done, this evil God will turn it around for your good. And that's just briefly the Joseph story, because there's a lot more to it, but I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that God is trying to do that with some people in our day, some of his people. He's got big ideas for you, big futures for you, but you're going to have to break through and buckle down like Joseph did. And it would behoove you to study the life of Joseph, because there is a Joseph anointing, because we're in an area of, it's accelerated increase now, where God is moving people to handle things that are getting ready to happen in their communities, and need to have you ready in Jesus' name.
1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 10 reads, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Whatever God reveals, it is for us and our generations, but not everyone will see it that way. When God shines his light in darkness, it upsets everything. But that is the only way God's will can be done in the midst of a perverse generation. Beloved, persevere like Joseph. Remain faithful no matter what befalls you, and God will favor and prosper you and all of those around you as well. And you all will be blessed in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews Live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.